G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, October 10. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual, Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio. A massive Caulfield meeting to kick off the carnival there. Four Group 1s, Joel, Black Type all day. Also a Group 1 in Sydney. And the big question, I guess, is there any stopping the Waller Juggernaut? Just seems to be winning all the Group 1s and warm favourites in several of the big races on Saturday.
Yeah, he's should be in for a big day again. Obviously, Press Statement, Kermadec are both favourite, and also Van Brew in Sydney in the Spring Champion. So could be another big day for Waller, but yeah, fantastic action. Sydney cards pretty plain around the Spring Champion, but Caulfield obviously full focus on that. As you said, every race Black Type.
And Carl, speaking of Waller, is this the year? I guess the thing that Waller hasn't done is he hasn't won any of the big three races in the Melbourne Spring. Is this the year for him to do that?
Well, he's got a good chance in the Cox Plate. Probably fancies chances of winning the Cox Plate more than the other two races, but even still, they're not easy to win. And I'd probably suggest that he may still fail to do that this year. But yeah, certainly he's got a very strong hand. His team's always strong. He notched up his 51st Group 1 winner earlier in the week, and there's no underselling his brilliance as a trainer.
Yeah. I mean, couldn't he pick up the Caulfield Cup with preferment rather than go to the Cox Plate with
I guess it's getting the handicap also even from...
He's a stallion too.
Stallion as well.
That was mentioned as a point earlier in the week that they would think a Cox Plate would be more attractive for his stallion's CV.
Well, he's a son of Zabil, is he?
Yeah.
Yes.
And not many sons of Zabil go to stud either. So.
And that's right, and given the fact that Zabil's now moved on... it'd be incredibly valuable if he's able to win that Cox Plate.
It's a good line though, isn't it? Lonro, I mean, Octagonal was okay. Lonro and Reset, top class. Caulfield, we'll take you right through it because it's all Black Type, as I said before, and we start with a blank set of 000s, a blank sheet for the English Debutante Stakes. Two-year-olds, they're all first starters. Over 1,000 metres, a listed event, Joel.
Seven Flying Jess for me, a jump out and a trial winner. It has plenty of speed, going to need that from that whitish gate. A nine Magical Millie, not let go, and a good trial at Cranbourne. Two Highland Beats, had a couple of jump outs at Flemington. Seems to go okay, and 11 Pearl Congenial has trialled nicely, and there's been some early market support. 7, 9, 2, 11.
Haven't seen a lot of these in the jump out. Some of the vision's been unavailable, and I get to really be completely sold on any of these, but I will go with number four for the meantime, Terrander, son of Foxwedge, first season sire, add that good mare Toast of the Coast, who's produced the Mooney Valley winner Down the Hatch. I saw this horse have a jump out of Cranbourne, finished second, and looked really nice behind the stable mate, and The wide barrier is a small point of concern, but it looks a bit of a leggy colt, and if given the chance to balance up, I think this horse will be getting home strongly out wide.
Seven Flying Jess for me to beat, two Highland Beat, 11 Pearl Congenial, and eight Literate. Race two, Mitsubishi Electric Scalacci Stakes, 1,100 metres, weight for age, looks a lank and ruby benefit, Joel.
Sure does. Hard to go against him. He's going to be short. Shiraz might run the Quinella. Five Alpha Miss, worked with Lankan Rupee the other day and matched strides with it, and I see there's already been a bit of support for her, and three the Monstar next.
Gee, haven't people jumped on the Alpha Miss bandwagon of late? It's changed stables now, first up from Robert Smirthen, but I think most people, that are tipping Alpha Miss, maybe wouldn't have even known of her existence in a previous life, but I've gone with Lankan Rupee to beat Alpha Miss for third, number two Shiraz, and fourth, number six, I Love It.
I left out of them. Yes, I went one Lankan Rupee to beat two Shiraz, six I Love It, and three the Monster. Race three, Thoroughbred Club Stakes for three-year-old fillies, Group 3, 1,200 metres, Joel.
10 Northern Model for me, really like her, and I think she can take the next step this time in. She ran a couple of decent races in town last prep without a lot going her way, and she was just far too good first up for Maiden Company. It's a pretty even field, seven Serene Majesty I think can run well. Four Secret Agenda and six Invincible Heart next.
Serenade for me, number two. Drawn wide at both starts this campaign and run quite well. One of the first ones was down the straight, but it wasn't in the best part of the track. Second start was in the Champagne, and liked the way it found the line behind Take Pride. It led throughout, and the second horse in that race sat second, and that was Secret of the Gender. So it was an on-pace dominated race. Got Serenade on top from six Invincible Heart, who was really impressive at Caulfield last start. Third, number three, Miss Gidget, and for fourth, number nine, Coco Doll.
Thought Mick Price held the key here and went for the roughest of his three runners. Number eight, Errata, to beat four, Secret Agenda. Six, Invincible Heart, I had fourth, and third, I had Joel's pick, number 10, Northern Model, for Morgan and Whittison. Race four, Perry Cutton Weekend Hustler Stakes, 1,400 metres. Everyone seems to feel the bowler is ready to win third up. Joel, do you?
I stuck with good value. Really good, tough win the other day. He was wide and off the bit, chasing from the 600, and just got to love his attitude to win. He's had plenty of issues, this horse, but he's pretty handy when right, so we'll stick with him to beat two Rugged Cross, who was just beaten by him last start, three the bowler, and 10 Tristram's Son.
I think the bowler's going to be hard to beat. I do think $4 is a pretty good price about him as well. Have something on him, just maybe just to, you know, a bit of a longer price. I'm going to put Richie's Vibe on top, but I certainly got the bowler in for second and think it's a touch of overs. Richie's Vibe, though, around about $12. I think that's the first two runs this campaign were really good. And last time, just got back from a wide barrier, was never in contention, still ran all right. His 1,400 metre form, he's yet to place from three goes, but don't worry about that because he's more than capable of performing over this trip with two of those runs seeing him finished fourth. So got him on top from three, the bowler one, which is Amabasio, and for fourth, number four, Good Value.
Three, the bowler for me to beat two, Rugged Cross, four, Good Value, and Blowout Hope, number seven, Machia. Race five at the Heath on Saturday is the William Hill Herbert Power Stakes, 2,400 metres, Group 2.
I've gone for three, Amarilla, decent enough effort. I was surprised he started favourite in the Turnbull last week, but he did run reasonably well. Up to 2,400 should suit, and Hugh Bowman has a good record for the Leader Williams camp. One, Prince of Penzance for second, two, Sartorius for third, and number five, Excess Knowledge for fourth.
Gone with Alvin Eddy. Just think that Bohemian Lily and Excess Knowledge, the two Gay Waterhouse horses, will probably go forward, dominate from the front, and make it hard for anything that's too far back in the field to win. And I just think from barrier four, Elvin Eddy will be close enough to finish over the top. So got it on top from 11 at first sight, who, well, if I saw there was more pace in the race, I'd be putting it on top. For third, number three, Amrella, and for fourth, number nine, Bohemian Lily.
Yeah, I made number two, Sartorius, my top tip. Not quite sure what I was thinking when I did that, but I've done it. Two, Sartorius to win. Three, Amarilla second. Five, Excess Knowledge for third. And 10, Albanetti for fourth. Race six is the Ladbrokes Caulfield Stakes, the usually reliable Cox Plate lead-up. 2,000 metres, standard weight for age group one, Joel.
Seven, Kermadec on top for me. Good win last time out, really knuckled down. Over the last 100 metres, he's got to tick that 2,000 metre box now, but I think he will in a race like this. So seven, Kermadec, maybe a high-pressure Cox Plate might be a little bit different, but Kermadec on top on Saturday for me from eight, Mongolian Khan, ticking over beautifully. He'll be ready next week. Two, Faulkner, and three, Happy Trails.
Happy Trails for me. I think his Maccabi Diva run, I thought, was on par with Faulkner. And in the Turnbull last Sunday, he just never saw daylight the whole straight. He was travelling, he looked like he had something to offer, but he just never got a clear crack at them. He's on the backup as a result because he needs a pipe opener before the Cox Plate, and I think he can run a nice race with a little bit of odds. Got him ahead of two, Faulkner, who's just the benchmark at this level. You know he's going to be always thereabouts. Third, number one, Criterion, who's a 2,000 metre weight for age form in Australia, is sensational. Just depends if that travelling is maybe taking the edge off him, and maybe he just needs this run before the Cox Plate to bring him on. And fourth, number seven, Kermadec. First go 2,000 metres, as you touched on. I'm willing to risk in the small field. It might be a bit of a tactical affair, and at the price, I don't want to touch him.
I have similar numbers to Joel. Seven, Kermadec to beat two, Faulkner, eight, Mongolian Khan, and five, Pornichet. First leg of the quaddie at Caulfield, and second of the group ones is race seven. And toughest race of the day, I would have thought. David Jones, National Breast Cancer Foundation Toorak Handicap, 1600 metres. Joel?
You know, I've gone 11 High World. I like this horse coming back to a handicap and back to the mile. I think he'll press forward and give a really good kick and be tough to beat. 12 Hopgarten, I like for a bit of odds. It was a good run first up in the Rupert Clark. One Lucky Hustle had no luck in that race. And 13 Noble Protector might improve. She didn't do much first up, but had a few excuses. 11, 12, 1, 13, but plenty of hopes.
Yeah, Lucky Hustler for me. Good two runs this campaign. Luckless in the Rupert Clark, as you touched on. Never got out. Rises to the mile. Last time we saw her at the mile, it gave good chase behind Huppelbuck and the Emirates, and Huppelbuck dictated terms out in front, and Lucky Hustler really was game in defeat. I think with the luck from Barrier 4, I think it's the one to beat from 7 Disposition, who again draws to get every possible chance. Third number 15, which is Abide With Me, covered plenty of extra ground in the Rupert Clark and was sensational from the wide barrier. And fourth number 2, Stratham Star, who might get buried back on the fence, and I think going up in weight has the task ahead of it.
7 Disposition for me to beat 2 Stratham Star, 13 Noble Protector and 12 Hopgarten. Race 8, second leg of the quaddie, first of the guineas races, is the Schweppes 1000 Guineas Group 1 1600 metre set weights, Joel.
I'm sticking with the same 4 numbers I had in the guineas prelude and just jumbled them around a little bit. 9 Alaskan Rose on top for me. Just a messy race, just didn't fall her way in the guineas prelude. She had a good run, and then when they got moving early, she got left behind, stuck in traffic, and the race passed her by. I think she was looking for a mile anyway. She gets to that on Saturday. I think she can bounce back. 1 Pasadena Girl in for 2nd. 8 Payroll, who did make that early move, in for 3rd. And 4 Jamaica for 4th. 9184.
Between the 7 Stay With Me and 10 Super Cash, I'll probably back them both, but just to put one on top, I'll go 10 Super Cash, who really was an impressive debut winner at Sale, and it beat Badawaya, who since came out and won the Edward Manifold, and many are tipping on top here. But Super Cash's performance that day was outstanding off a slow tempo. And the runs since then been very, very good. Had the soft run in behind him in the sprint home, and ran as well as anything else in the race behind Miss Gunpowder. So I've got her on top from 7 Stay With Me, who's well-bred. The form on the board is for all to see. Third number 6, Badawaya, and 4th number 1, the Pasadena Girl. Great race, though.
Yeah, Pasadena Girl for me, Moody and Bowman, ready to win 3rd up. I would have gone Miss Gunpowder, but put off by the barrier, went for her 2nd. So 1 Pasadena Girl to beat 2 Miss Gunpowder, 7 Stay With Me, and 4 Jamaica. Race 9 is the main race of the day, the Million Dollar Beck Caulfield Guineas. Same conditions as the fillies race, although they all carry a kilo more. And press statement, Joel is the fairly warm favourite for Waller. The barrier 14 just putting a few people off.
Yeah, and it does make things a little bit tricky, but I'll bank on Hugh Bowman to get the job done. Oh, I found it hard to tip against him. He's just coming right at the right time. It was a soft win last start. I think he can be too good. I've got 9 Bassett in for 2nd. I'll certainly be backing him. I thought, he's always looked a good horse. He's had a funny prep, and he's going to need to be good, 1,100 to a mile, but I think he'll run really well. 5 Del Cielo was super in the Guineas Prelude, and 15 Tulsa is going really well. He's just going to have to do it from that wide gate again, 1, 9, 5, 15.
Yeah, I've got Tulsa on top. It's the bad barrier, again, drawn wide, and that's the only query. But his form this campaign is sensational, and I'm sure he'll be finishing very hard at the end. So just a matter of if he gets there in time. Got him on top on an each-way basis from 3, ready for victory. Well, I guess he's now going to start double the price that he has been in the McNeil, the Danehill, and the Guineas Prelude. The blinkers go on, and he's been looking for 1600, so now's the right time to step into him, I reckon. And from barrier 4, he's just going to get every possible chance. Third number 1, Press Statement, who I think is probably the best horse in the field, but I just don't know where he gets to from the barrier, and he's probably going to have to endure a really tough run after being coming through a Brisbane winter and then a Golden Rose prep. I think this might just be a task too much. And for 4th, number 6, Bonorum, who's just a really consistent, versatile horse. It can lead, it can come from behind. and I think I'll be there at the finish as well. I've got them 15, 3, 1, and 6.
Yes, I am with Bonorum as my value bet of the day. Hasn't really done a hell of a lot wrong, and $16, obviously very much tougher race, but thought he would be there or thereabouts. Great each way bet. So beat 1 Press Statement, 5 Dal Cielo, and 8 Sovereign Nation. Last race of the day at Caulfield on Saturday is the very well named Cape Grim Beef Stakes. Beef Stakes, STEAKS, brilliant stuff. This is for the mares over 1,200 metres, set weights and penalties, Group 3. Joel.
Oh, and 3, Whale. No joy for her followers first up. She's still looking for a run. If she gets the breaks on Saturday, I think she'll be too good. 10, Matilia, might be an improver. If they go forward, I think she can lift. 1, In Style, and 2, Bring Me the Maid next.
Do you reckon when that guy goes for his performance review, the marketing manager of Cape Grim, do you reckon he'll get the... exceeded expectations for that that naming?
I'd give it to him for sure.
Well, Whale on top, I thought it was very unlucky first up in the How Now, and I think just, you know, if it gets a bit of luck from Barrier 2, I think it'll be winning from 4 Politeness, who won the How Now, and I'm sure be running on from the back of the field. For third, number 7, Susarama, $67 fixed odds. I can't believe that price. It ran in this race last year and was very unlucky in this race last year. Does have a tendency, though, to find bad luck in her races, but she's certainly good enough to featuring in this race. And fourth, number 2, Bring Me the Maid, who's capable of producing a good run first up. 3, 4, 7, and 2.
And I'll make it unanimous for 3. Whale to beat 11, Exclusive Last, 4, Politeness, 6, Dainstrom. My best for the day, as mentioned, race 5, number 2, Sartorius. And my value bet was race 9, number 6, Bonorum. Joel?
Best Northern Model, race 3, number 10, value Alaskan Rose, race 8, number 9.
Yeah, my best is in the last Whale, and my value is in the second last, and that's Tulsa.
All right, the big race in Sydney at Royal Randwick on Saturday is race 6, the Moat and Sean Bon. Spring Champion Stakes, over 2,000 metres for the 3-year-olds. Grand final for some headed for the Derby. And the bad news for Van Brew is the fun fact that the favourite hasn't won since 2002. But despite that, the race has been absolutely dominated by horses who have run first or second at their previous start. And Joel, you've got 1 to beat the favourite who fits into that category.
Yes, we speak of Too Good to Refuse. Desley Forster's got 2 runners in the race. I've been following them both in Queensland. And Too Good to Refuse, Robbie Fradd to ride. You would think that's the pick of the two, and he was just dominant last start. Didn't beat a lot, but a really, really good win. He'll eat up the 2,000 by the looks of it, and he's going to get a good run just behind the pace. I think he can beat the favourite, Van Brew. 6 Gold Ambition's been ticking along okay throughout. This has sort of been his goal. And I'll throw in 9 Bellucci for 4, number 9. 4, 1, 6, 9.
Yeah, Group 1 race that doesn't really excite me a great deal. I've got Van Brew on top. Found the line really well in the gloaming, just a class above. And I suspect off that run, we'll get a strong 2,000. Tatouche looks the main danger. It was finding the line well behind Bainborough last time. The third, number 5, Man of Choice. I thought the gloaming third was all right. And the fourth, number 3, Devil Hawk. It was the brother of the Hawkspur and, I guess, bred to stay. 1, 2, 5, and 3.
All right, Joel, Too Good to Refuse was your best bet for the Randwick program. And happily, your value bet comes up in the other black type race. That's race 7. McGrath Estate Agents Angst Stakes, 1,600 metres for mares. And we speak of number 12, the Gay Waterhouse trained Supara.
Yeah, she hasn't had a lot go right for her this time in. No luck at Newcastle last start and was caught wide and got back behind Katkin second up. She's looking for the mile. I think she can be a sharp improver. Got her ahead of 5 Ballet Suite, 13 Zazali, and 6 Berry Delicious.
Yeah, Berry Delicious is the one I've got on top here. The pattern that the race was against in the Mona Lisa, similarly just had no luck in the straight, 2 starts going to Tibby. And then the Gold Pendant beat home Katkins, and you would have thought pre-race that would be enough to win it. But unfortunately Katkins finished down the track in 5th, and Berry Delicious finished 3rd. And I like the way Berry Delicious finished off that 1,400 metre race. Rises to the mile here, and I think that's suitable, even though it hasn't raced over this distance before. Got it on top from 7 Winetails, 5 Ballet Sweep, and 1 Peeping.
Okie dokie, and just Carl, finally, your best and value bet for Royal Randwick?
Best is Rekindled Power by Memory, race 8, number 9.
That's right.
And I thought the first up run, despite finishing at the rear end of the field, it was beaten 3 lengths by Sadler's Lake in the Group 3 Bill Ritchie. And that was on a heavy track. I think there'll be a big improver second up. The tempo didn't suit that day as well. I think he'll take improvement out of the run. He's shown more promise in the past. He was one of the favourites in last year's Sandown Guineas and resumed with a really good effort in the Group 2 race in the autumn. So he's got ability, and down the weights he looks dangerous in the last race. Value Bet came up in race number 5, and that was number 12, Scherzoso, which has been unlucky at his past 3 starts. Got too far back at Mooney Valley and then held up hopelessly in the straight the past 2 times at Rose Hill. Hopefully a change of luck from Barry 1 on the weekend.
All right, Morfordville, they are racing on the course proper on Saturday. There is a black type race. It is the Listed Hill Smith Stakes for 3-year-olds over 1,800 metres, race 7. And here, Carl, your value bet for the day comes up.
Beluga Blue, race 7, number 9. I was on the bandwagon in the Morfordville Guineas, and I was a little bit... I thought the run was really good, but the run before, I've been on the bandwagon for a little bit, and 3 starts back I was on the bandwagon, and it ran, a bit poorly, and I thought maybe I'd just identify the poor horse, and its next 2 runs have been really good with Todd Pannell aboard. Now Claire Lintop's back aboard. It's number 1 seed from the Leon McDonald stable in this race. It's been up for a long, long time, but all indications are this horse will run out a strong 1,800, and it might be an Oaks contender. So look out for Beluga Blue, and I've got it on top from 8, Dawn of Hope, 4, Colonel Cluster, and 3, Action Pack.
12's a sorceress for me. I think she's a nice filly in the making, this daughter of Zabeel, and I think she'll be very, very hard to beat. I know she's a maiden, but she's just looking for this sort of distance. 4 Colonel Custer for 2nd, 1 Single Barrel for 3rd, and 8 Dawn of Hope for 4th.
All right. Doomben, as usual, is the venue for Brisbane racing on Saturday, Joel. And we're collecting our cash nice and early for to load up for the Guineas program, presumably.
Yes, Magic of Dreams is my best, race 2, number 1. Just has the right sort of Sydney form lines. Chris Lees, Damien Brown, they combined with a shorty last week, and she'll be short, but I think she'll win, and my value's in the first. Like last week, we made 2-year-old our value bet last week, ran 3rd. This one hopefully can do a similar job. Number 6, Port Bowler, owned by the Port Melbourne Cricket Connection of the Bowler fame. This horse, Port Bowler, in the trial was okay at Deegan over 800, beaten for pace, and I thought he found the line quite well. Just hope he can stay in touch early over the 1,050, and I think he'll be strong late, this horse.
The only tip for me, race 6, number 14, Bearskin. First up over 1,050, it was slow out, got back and found the line. We'll take improvement off that run. You suspect the rise to 1,200 metres is suitable second up. And Bearskin from Barrier 8 does draw quite well, and I expect it to be right in the finish.
And finally, Joel, on Saturday, they are just about ready, at last, to pack up the tables and chairs and take them over the road from Belmont to Ascot. It is the last day of Ascot. And thank goodness, we'll say many punters with just the 76 horses to go around there. Probably be a few more when they line up next week, although I see there's a few. That Scheidel is back on Saturday, who you are controversially tipping against with Smoker. But just tell us, just take us through your best bet and value bet.
Yes, follow the Ben Pierce stable, perhaps on Saturday. Raising Dubai, good for us as a value bet a couple of weeks ago, and we'll make him best bet this week. I think he can win again. He's got such a good record at the 1600 at Belmont, never missed a place, and I think from 9 go, so he'll go really well again. And my value is Bomber Bay, race 4, number 9. Bit of depth to this race with Mississippian and Pretapatia. But Bomber Bay first up, blinkers on. He showed good promise last prep. And if there's a bit of support for him, he might be ready to go fresh.
All right. Earlier, they are racing at Matter Matter and Howrah, and full fields for both of those in your value pack winning post this week. What have you gone for?
Yes, Matter Matter. The feature is the Matter Matter Cup, race 7, and my best bet for the meeting comes up in that race. It is Tyne Cot, number 9. Good win. 2 runs back, and then wasn't bad last start, was really hitting the line strongly. I think he'll be very hard to beat. My value is Shima, race 1, number 8. No joy last time over a shorter trip off a bit of a let up, but back up to the mile. She was shaping nicely, looked close to a maiden win before that last run, so perhaps she can break through on Saturday. Power Up, my best is Post Boy, race 3, number 3. Took on open company first up, was beaten 5 lengths despite finishing last. He started favourite, there was just huge support for him. He may just have needed that run too, because it was over a mile, second up Saturday and back to benchmark 75, looks more suitable. And my value is Buck Cannon, race 2, number 4, lightly raced Son of High Chaparral. He ran off the track first up and just took no part. Forget that, and he's well worth another chance.
All right, well, we're just about exhausted, but we must, before we go, not only tell you to pick up your winning post this week, but to take note that you got all the form for Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, as per usual, as well as fields for Monday. And there are the other big feature of Victorian racing this weekend is a two-day Cranbourne Fiesta, starting on Friday night with the Pinka Pinka Plate and then heading into the Patchy Cat Classic and Cranbourne Cup on Sunday. And who wants to deal with the Pinka Pinka Plate?
Joel can have the honours there.
I did do some odds for this meeting. The Pinka Pinka Plate, I liked. Spanish Love, I thought, was ready to win. She's been going okay. She's just been looking for the 2,000, I think. She's had a couple of runs at the mile. Would have liked to have seen the blinkers go on. She showed ability in blinkers at the trials, but they haven't gone on yet. But anyway, up to 2,000, I think Spanish Love would be hard to beat. And Schneller, probably the best on the card, race 7, number 1. He looks ready to win. He's got strong form lines behind him.
All right, and Carl, tell us about Sunday's features, starting with race 7, the Procon Developments Apache Cat Classic.
Yeah, really good race, plenty of depth and plenty of interest around the international visitor from Singapore, Super 1, unbeaten. And, we haven't seen him here. This will be his first run before the Coolmore Classic and the Coolmore Stakes, I should say. And, yeah, be curious to see how he goes. I've got Tudor on top, trained by Doug Harrison, be ridden by Craig Williams from Barrier 3. I'm sure will be prominent throughout, and I just would prefer to just look at Super 1 in the yard and watch him. I'm not going to dive into the short price favourite quote. Unanimously, I thought was really, really good that Mooney Valley first up. He was Caulfield first up, I should say. Wide all the way, Gracious Prospects first up from the spells, another one to throw in. In the cup, I think Extra Zero is the one to beat. It was a really good run last start. Big Memory second up, a big break from its first up run to its second up run here, rising sharply in distance. And Tayu and Index Link, they're ticking over nicely. I'm just sticking with the top weights in the Cranbourne Cup. It's quite a strong race. I know that they have a $1 million bonus for a horse that would do the Cranbourne Cup Cox Plate double, which was pretty safe because no one was ever going to be able to do that. But it's actually quite a good field.
Okie dokie. Well, that takes us out for a massive, massive spring weekend around Australasia, and leaves us something to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. As I mentioned, form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday. All your favourite features, just $5. As always, and our best $20 bet for the weekend, I will kick us off with $10 each way, race 9, number 6 at Caulfield on Saturday, Bonorum. Joel?
Randwick, race 6, number 4, too good to refuse.
And I'll go race 4, number 2, Mr. Liberty, Morpheville. I think he'll be winning Group 1 races in another 12 months' time.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.